There we are then, it's half time here at Brunton Park in the Fred Conway County Cup final. Workington well in control, they lead by 5-1.
Yeah, very much a case, isn't it, of the Magalula show. I mean, what a fantastic performance he's putting in, single-handedly. I mean, he's got a hat-trick, he could have quite easily had 3 or 4 more.
Yeah, he's, as I said before in commentary, Adam, actually, I've only seen him mainly in County Cup ties where he's been like that. He's been so impressive. He's had 1 or 2 opportunities in the NPL West Division, but he hasn't quite hit the heights. But as Danny says, there's a talent there. There's something there to get out of, which I think is why he's persisted with him and kept him here and kept him with the lads training. And he's got his chance again tonight. And I'm sure that he'll persevere with him for next season.
It's that ruthlessness as well, isn't it, that Workington is showing today. I mean, every credit to him. I mean, Danny Granger said at the top of the show that he was taking this seriously, he wants to win it, and they've gone about the business today in that ruthless way.
Absolutely, and from the third minute they scored, it was 2-0 after 9, they knocked the ball about, they played some great football, and when it went 3-0, you really did fear for Penrith. I thought when they got one back, Penrith, and they showed a little bit more resolve after that. But it was those two goals in the last, 2 minutes of the first half, which have turned this into a no contest.
I think the sharpness will come into play as well a bit, because, I mean, Penrith, 10 days since they were last in action. Workington, I mean, I know some of these are very much changed from the side that were involved in that game on Saturday and even on the Tuesday just before that, but very much that 10 days is going to be a massive crucial thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is, Adam. I think Penrith, where they had that great finish to the season, they got themselves safe, and then the final game, of course, they beat the champions. You know, so they were on high, but they haven't been able to follow that up with anything for 10 days, and I think it's got to happen. I mean, Matt will know better than me, but as a player, you've had a big finish to the season, you don't play again for 10 days, does it make a difference?
It can do, yeah. You can lose your rhythm, lads, and you know what? Me personally, and I know a lot of the lads love playing Saturday, Tuesday, and you were just continually playing all the time. We were never tired of anything like that. But those Penrith lads there were shattered, because they really, really have been chasing shadows there for that first half. Regardless of having 10 days breather before this, I was looking at the body language, I was looking at a few with hands on hips and a lot of head shaking and huffing and puffing. It's been a real, real tough first half for those Penrith lads. But they're a young team. The positive you can take from that is just to learn from it, because they've come up against a side that's moved the ball really, really well. Well coached, well drilled. Just typical Danny Granger, really. And, it's got his hallmark all over that performance there. Top manager. And he's even mixed the team up, and they're producing something similar to what the other guys did on Saturday. So it's all credit to Danny. He's used his squad, and his squad have come in and they haven't let him down. And as you were saying, AJ, about him taking it seriously, when Penrith scored their goal to make it 3-1, I watched Danny, and he had his bottle of water in his hand and he slammed it on the floor. So that's how serious Danny takes it. I know Danny inside out, know what type of lad he is, loves his football, and he'll want a perfect performance. And when you set high standards like that, you get high standards on the pitch as well, and that's what we're seeing tonight, and it's good to watch.
I mean, what do you expect from the second half, Matt? Because, I mean, no doubt in your playing career, you'll have been in situations like this where you're up against a side that are just blowing you away on the pitch, and certainly the scoreline certainly shows that. How do Penrith come out in that second half now?
Listen, I'm sat up here tonight, and I'm saying about Penrith looking like the days, and they've been on the waltzes and all this. I've been there myself as a player many a time. And I think you just go right back to basics, and you look at the man that you're up against, and you just think, right, OK, you're not getting any space. I'm not going to let you win that first ball. I'm going to leave a foot in. You know, we talked about Magalula in the first half. You could tell after the minute that he was going to be, you know, have a field day with his pace and his strength, and maybe the fullback there could maybe hit him in a tackle and just let him know he's in the game. But I think just Penrith have made it just too easy for this Workington side, and I think Edmore will certainly be telling them that. And I just think it'll be right, we just start from scratch, we get nice and tight, man for man. Can we win personal battles? Can we stop giving this Workington team too much respect and too much space?
Yeah, very much the case going forward for the second half. Massive thanks to John Walsh and Matt Henning back with them for the second half commentary. As soon as the teams do come out, very much now a case of Penrith playing for their own personal pride in the second half, because Workington storming away with the Cumberland Cup at a canter this evening. Of course, some games in action across the country as well this evening. Of course, with this being a 7 o'clock kickoff, four games that are playing in the first half at the minute. It's the, of course, non-league playoffs around this time of year, and in the National League, Barnet against Boreham Wood, 11 minutes played, it's 0-0 the scoreline there. In the Conference North, Alfreton are trailing by 1-0 against Kidderminster. It's Chelmsford 0, St Albans 0 in the National League South playoffs, and a kickoff for at 7:45 in League One, Shrewsbury leading by 1-0 against Bristol Rovers. Coming up at 8 o'clock, of course, in the Premier League, it's a massive one for Arsenal in terms of their hopes of trying to pip Manchester City's that Premier League title, because they dropped to second in the table for the first time since February at the weekend with Man City's win against Fulham. They're in action against Chelsea this evening. It's an 8 o'clock kickoff. The team news has come out from that game for Arsenal. Aaron Ramsdale in goal. It's Ben White, Kiwa, Gabriel and Zinchenko across the back, Odegaard, Jorginho and Xhaka in the centre of that midfield, with Saka, Jesus and Trossard leading the line up front. Chelsea, of course, looking to try and pick up their first win since Frank Lampard returned to the club on an interim basis. They've gone with Arrizabalaga in goal, Azpilicueta, Fofana, Silva and Chilwell across the back, Kante, Fernandes, Kovacic in the middle, with Majuk, Aubameyang and Sterling in that front three. As I say, that game gets underway at 8 o'clock this evening. Of course, in football, BBC Sport understands that the former England manager Sam Allardyce is in talks to join Leeds United as their next manager. The club is set to replace Javi Garcia after a run of poor results that has seen the club only pick up 1 point in their last five matches. The former Premier League defender Radhi Jaidi, who played under Allardyce at Bolton, says he will need to shore up the Leeds defence.
I think the most important thing for Sam Allardyce, and I'm sure he will say it, is a clean sheet. There is no magic, you know, in football. I think Leeds, the last five games, they conceded 18 goals, which is a lot. And this is something that definitely you need, you know, to adjust and rectify.
FIFA President Gianni Infantino has threatened to not broadcast the Women's World Cup in five European countries unless TV companies improve their rights offers. Infantino has described what's on the table as disappointing and says what broadcasters in the UK, Spain, Italy, Germany and France were offering was a slap in the face of the players and all women worldwide.
We need to generate these revenues and they should help us, because otherwise we'll simply not sell these rights at these undervalued prices to them. Mm-hmm. And, the European public will not be able to watch the Women's World Cup, which after the success of the last tournament in France, after the success of the Euro, would be really, really a pity.
And in cricket, Australia batsman Steve Smith says playing county championship cricket in England in May won't have a significant impact on how he performs in the Ashes, which starts next month. Smith will play three Red Bull matches for Sussex before playing for Australia in the World Test Championship final against India in early June.
I mean, it's my fourth time to play an Ashes series in England, so I don't think the conditions are too foreign to me. You know, already batting from yesterday to today, I feel like, you know, I've already come to terms with the conditions, I suppose, in terms of the pace of wicket, things like that.
The richest man in this country, Hugh Grosvenor, the Duke of Westminster, he inherited an estimated £9.3 billion fortune.
Mike Zeller at breakfast.
He's thought as well to own more land than the King. He's announced his engagement to Olivia Henson, which is lovely. Congratulations.
Nice.
To the
yes. That,
yeah. Two words for you, pre-nup.
Oh, no.
Just saying.
Mike Zeller at breakfast. Weekdays when you wake up.
On BBC Radio Cumbria.
BBC Radio Cumbria Sport.
Right, that the two captains have broken, Adam Main for Penrith and Danny Eccles back now in the penalty area to our right, and that's the way we're going to start. Workington attacking the goal to our left, which is the Warwick Road end. It's Keelan Leslie who has first touch, lays it back then to Charlie Birch, and he plays it across to the Matty Clack going forward, plays it wide again out to that right-hand side where Mugalula switch wings, cuts inside, get it onto his left foot, chips it in. Oh, it's got, what a goal! Wow. He chipped it in with his left, with his right foot from the right-hand side, chipped in. Aaron Taylor was in no man's land and just turned to watch it finish in the top of the net. 1-0 Workington.
What a goal. What a goal.
Hubbled, but his pass is intercepted and Penrith can pick it up, but Hubbled makes amends, gets it back, plays it out wide then into the area from Clark. Mugalugalu's there, stretches, scores! Mugalugalu stretched out the ball in, a good ball in from Clark, and that makes it Workington 2, Penrith 0. We've had 9 minutes. Carroll into Hubble. Hubble gives it back to Carroll, then to Hughes. Hughes a chance, and it scores. It's 3-0 to Workington. Good finish by Ben Hughes. I think that'll be his first goal for Workington. It's what, 18th minute of the game, and now it's Ben Hughes has put Workington 3-0 in front. Penrith can get it away, up to Brunskill. Good play, excellent play by young Alfie Brunskill. Ball inside the fullback, excellent. Out to Hunter. Hunter tries to step his man, tries one, oh, scored, good goal!
Great goal.
Yeah, Luke Hunter scores, pulls Penrith back into the game. Ball forward looking for Magalula. Magalula's in and goal, a chance. He's gone past his man, oh, scores. Great hat-trick for Obbs Magalula. What a finish. Ball in. Goal! It's, Riley's just scored there. That was whipped in. Fierce cross from the right-hand side. Driven across. And Lewis Riley was waiting by the far post and heads in 5-1.
Yeah, that's how the first half panned out here at Brunton Park. The team's starting to make their way back out onto the field for the second half. As you say, certainly very much a case of Penrith trying to play for some of their own personal pride in the second half. For Workington, it's a case of trying to continue that dominance, which has been very much on show from start to finish this evening. Don't forget, you can get involved with the show. 81333, start your message with the word Cumbria. You can tweet at BBC Cumbria Sport. You can get us on WhatsApp, 08000 321 333. Again, start your message with the word Cumbria. How's the second half going to pan out? We'll have to wait and see as the players make their way out onto the field. Workington Reds leading at the break by 5-1. It's back to our commentary team here at Brunton Park of John Walsh and the former Workington star and Penrith manager, Matt Henning.
BBC Radio Cumbria Sports.